Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Jay Foreman? Old School. We are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Grades of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat, 100 in Old Cheney, 168th and Maple up there in the O. We're Eastrick on the block. Fast 2 hours. Great 2 hours. A lot of talk there. A lot of good insight and some good times as well. It's Hump Day. Wacky Wednesday. Got my man Nick Sainert sitting in once again for Austin Orman. Austin only gets a little bit of kudos because I know where he's going. I hope I gave him some tips. But now to you.
Will he follow them?
Yeah, he will. Unlike
Are you sure?
You. Now to you. Okay. Now Strick's not here to save you.
Are we ready to do this? Are we going to hash this out?
No, we're going to hash this out. But before we get to that. And first of all, Nick, I hope you guys are listening on the stream or looking on the stream. Why are you shaking your arms out like you're going to do something? Look, if everybody's listening here, I want to give credit where credit is due. Nick has been extremely focused over the last 6 to 9 months,
Ever since Indiana game, I had a traveling experience.
Yeah, you were horrible. But the last 6 to 9 months, maybe a year, you've been really into fitness. Right?
Okay.
You've been working out, watching what you're eating, stuff like that, right?
Yep.
And you don't even look right. You slim down. You know, you got your little muscle tone, right?
Okay.
And that breeds some confidence, right? Because it should. From the work. The confidence comes from the work that you do when you actually don't want to do it. And so you've been doing it.
Okay.
Okay. But now the confidence has gone too far. Okay. You're setting yourself up for something that's not going to work out well for you.
Okay.
Okay. So this is your fair warning for everybody listening. So all the ticket listeners out there on the text line, please tell Nick he needs to slow down. He has way too much dip on his chip.
Can you explain, just for context? I'm also needing an explanation. What has changed?
What hasn't changed? Your attitude's changed. You went from confident to cocky.
That's not true. I know
exactly when it is. You get this look in your face. And it becomes the most punchable face I've ever seen. There's only one other person I want to punch. Like, it's like you.
Okay. And who is that?
Well, he spoke yesterday.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. I wonder who spoke yesterday.
And it's a great segue into it.
Let's talk.
And here's the honest. Here's it. I said what I said. You know, I just felt like for Scott, you know, look and look, everybody, look, he's had a lot of things. I wouldn't say given to him, but I just think his coaching career.
There's been a lot of favorable situations.
Fast forwarded a lot. Yeah. And at that time, I'm going to tell you this, and this is the honest. This is the honest God truth. At that time, former players coaching, you would get the stiff arm more times than not, right? But when T.O. signs off on you, you kick through that wall, and then you know what? Then he's able to take it other places. He was at Northern Iowa and all that. And look, this isn't about whether he works hard enough. So he worked hard enough to get to where he's at, and he's been successful. He can call plays and all that stuff. But also think like, you know, where you got to have humility and stuff and understand that everybody does make mistakes, and you could look back on any decision. It's like, man, I should have done that. And there's times that I was just talking to a friend of mine. It's like, anytime I've made him personally, I was talking to me personally. Anytime I've went through a decision-making process and did A, it never worked out. And that's recognition, that's humility. But also I made a decision, right? Here's where Scott's really, if he really was like understanding himself or understanding the dynamics of it, what he's telling you, and he won't tell you, which would be hard for anybody to admit to, is deep down he didn't know if he was man enough for this job. Anyone be man enough or just whatever
ready for this job. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying,
from a professional standpoint, or okay, actually this is interesting. Not ready from a professional standpoint or not ready from an emotional standpoint?
Both.
Okay.
Because they both go into each other. And you got to think it's significantly different. You know, I said it yesterday, you know, you can go to Hy-Vee or whatever the grocery store is in Orlando and you just blend in. Like, dude, you always second, third fiddle to Mickey Mouse, to Minnie, and you know, the Space Mountain and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then you got the Orlando, you got a ton of stuff down there. You got spring training down. Dude, you just could blend in. You can go play golf. You can do whatever. You know what I'm saying? At that time. Yeah. At that time. Now, this is where I think he's really overshot the runway. Things have significantly changed to a broader, to a bigger spectrum, because he was in the AAC before.
Yeah.
Now you're in the Big 12. You were part of, you know, the greatest season in UCF history, which brought more lights, cameras, and action there, and they've been winning at a pretty good clip since you've been there. You were byproduct of that system or that season, and now you're dealing with something that we've always dealt with here.
Yeah,
and what's called expectations. Here's the difference between expectation. Here's my definition of expectation. Expectations is more emotionally based because it varies from 100 people. It could be the same. Nebraska football, UCF football. You ask a 100 people what their expectations are. Some people say Nebraska is only going to go 6-6 or 5-7. It's the same old thing, 7-6. That's improvement. Some people say we need to have 11 wins, 10 wins, right? Or that's what they expect. The expectations there is based on the past. The reality is the standard has to be met. And the standard could be met, and it looks different in the wins and losses every year. And if you get those, don't have those things clear and set like you didn't have here, you know, it could be a little bit rougher thinking you coming back to it. Hey, look, man, everybody went, you know, go back to your high school. You think it's sweet.
Sometimes
they look at you crazy.
You're also playing in a much harder conference.
Sure.
I mean, the big, like, I'm not trying to sit up here and act like the Big 12 is a world beater, but so I was looking at UCF's schedule this year or this today. And it's obviously there's a matchup against North Carolina and Bill Belichick that stands out in the non-con, but the conference games, there's a road game against Kansas State. There's matchups against TCU. I mean, like, I want to say Arizona State's on that schedule. There are some tests that it's not Temple. It's not where you only have to worry about Memphis or USF is your third hardest opponent. That's not what this is this year.
Yeah,
and what it's going to be going forward.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to get into the AAC championship. I think they might have played SMU and it was like, you know, 40-something.
Yeah.
Know, 30, you know, or when you get to your USF, where you're talking about both games were high 40s, 50s. But more importantly, everybody's talking about North Carolina against Bill Belichick. That's the game that everybody's – listen, you play Jacksonville State on Thursday on ESPN. If you think Jacksonville State is going to bat an eye going down to Florida, first of all, they just ran, they almost got old buddy down in Florida State, Norvell, fired.
Yeah.
On a walk off on a Thursday night.
Yeah, that's right.
And last play, and dude ran it. So that's a test. North Carolina A&T. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. That's a get right game.
Yep.
And then you got North Carolina. Then immediately after, you know, first of all, here's one thing you know about North Carolina, you assume they're going to be extremely physical. And yeah, the game's going to be coached different, right?
That's where I'm so fascinated just to see what how it all unfolds. Like I said in the last hour, not cheering for failure, not cheering for success. I'm just kind of neutral. I said it earlier today, Jay, take away the fact that Nebraska's tied to this at all, and you just look at it from a, if you're a college football casual fan, it is a fascinating case study. Like it's a fascinating thing to watch of this guy has a quick turnaround. Like you said, quick ascension.
Oh yeah.
Power five job at alma mater. Once again, you can keep it nameless. If you're just a casual college football fan, gets a job at his alma mater, has all this expectation that he's going to bring them back to national prominence, fails, is out of the game for a couple of years, does not take any accountability, and then goes back to where he had success. Just the opportunity to go back to a place that you willingly left doesn't happen very often.
Yeah.
It, just from a general college football story standpoint and vision, it's incredible cinema.
Yeah, and plus it was the new AD too. Obviously, it is. His AD is at Tennessee, and the AD's brother that they thought that was one of the jobs that he was linked to before is at Florida FAU.
That's right.
That's Danny White's brother is there. Mm-hmm. And then he ends up back where he's at. I mean, the stars have aligned for Scott consistently.
Yeah.
And he's knocked it out of the park, obviously, majority of the time. You know, obviously, you know, it's tough, man. I mean, it's, you know, you keep mentioning Nebraska, finding a way to throw it underneath the bus. Maybe he's not articulating it well. Maybe he's thinking he should have just went with his first instinct and not take the job and then dealt with not taking the job and then maybe taking it later. It's a once-in-a-life opportunity to come back. First of all, the coach at Nebraska is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity because
sure,
it's a blue blood. It's a historic place. You have everything under the sun that you need to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of pressure. You're in a fishbowl, but that's, you know, that's just part of it. And so, you know, right now, the best thing that he could do is have a good season. But how he handles success, and like, you know, I remember when he got hired, people asked, look, this ain't about X's and O's with Scott. He can call plays.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be dumb for me to say he don't know how to call plays. It'd be ignorant, right?
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
He knows how to call plays. So that means you know he's coaching enough good players. I even give him credit. He knows how to coach. Now everything else is just his under his control and what he does with it.
Is that a Nebraska thing to where there's so much more than you that you have to control and be mindful of when you're the head coach? This is more so than even just Scott. I mean, this is anywhere at bigger jobs. There's much more than just football.
At bigger jobs.
This is not me blaming Nebraska. Be like, Nebraska's the problem here, because you willingly took it.
Like I said, I talked to Josh all the time, the AD at Illinois. He was very frank, you know, and I think at bigger jobs, just in my opinion, from, you know, people that I know, and you know, I talk to, you know, Kenyatta Wright sometimes. He's the GM for Oklahoma State. He's like in Jonas Jennings, you know, and he does a advisory role. He said the biggest thing is, like, you actually have to do the opposite as a coach. You have to think about everybody else and worry about everybody else in yourself last. Because
that's hard for guys.
It is, because everything that's happening, you get held accountable for.
Yeah.
But it is out of your control. But then also, you got to make decisions on what you do after that. So I think just with him, are me and Scott friends? No. Were we friends before that? No. If I'd see him, you know, before, I'd say what's up and say, you know, now I doubt he'd even, I don't think he would probably talk to a lot of former teammates. I mean, he's got select friends, and that's fine with him. And that's, you know, I got my select friends, and you wish him all the best. But I think the best thing for him, this is going to be the indicator. When he has success, let's just assume within the first 3 years, how he acts and how he is after that. That's going to be it. That will tell you.
Does he leave?
I don't know if he leaves, but here's what I'm saying. Because I think, you know, it's just like a lot of kids these days. It's, you know, when we grew up, or when I grew up, you know, I learned a lot from getting my butt kicked or losing, or I hated to lose so much, so I was going to over prepare and all that. Kids these days generally tune in more after success. But with that success, the pressure is amplified. And so, and how you handle it, right? And so that's where you'll see what he does, you know, and go from there. He's relatively young in this coaching game.
Yeah.
In this coaching business. There's going to be a lot of eyes on him to see what he does. You play Kansas, then you play Kansas State, then you play at Cincinnati. You play home against West Virginia. You go at to Baylor, which just is just a middle of nowhere. I mean, that's just a horrible place to go play. Waco.
Great stadium. Yeah. Right on the river.
Yeah. But there's nothing to do there. Then you play at home against Houston. You never know what they get. Then you go at Texas Tech, Oklahoma State at home, and then you go at the end of the season, you go all the way to Provo. So
I just wonder how much does the AD affect success of a college football team? Because you brought up Danny White, and Danny White's quickly ascended in the world of ADs. I mean, he's notable at Tennessee. Yeah. Like I had this conversation a couple of days ago of like, all right, can we name 10 sitting ADs? And it's like, we probably could, but like Danny White's one of them that we can name, because it was when Joe Castiglione announced that he was going to retire from Oklahoma. Castiglione is one of the legends, obviously, for multiple reasons. But we know about Joe Castiglione. We can't go down like Bobrovsky, or not Bobrovsky. I'm thinking of somebody at Purdue.
Purdue.
Like, we can't have this conversation about every AD. Danny White's notable because of things that he's done
in the UCF.
Yeah. And UCF.
So they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
And everybody benefited off it. So, you know, you wish him the best and hope he does well. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you do. I mean,
it's a waste of energy to hope somebody fails.
You hope he does well. Yeah. You know, there's not going to no skin off your back. I mean, really, to be honest with you, the stuff that he talks about, that's just like his personal feel issue. Mm-hmm. I'm never going to say anybody's issue, but his issue with whatever happened at Nebraska. And look, there's not a coach out here besides Ed Orgeron. And that was because he was about to get $60 million.
Tell me what story you want me to walk out of.
Is happy to get fired. Yeah. Nobody's happy to get fired. He's a competitive dude. I played with him. He's competitive. To make the jump in becoming a better player in a lot of ways, some humility or whatever, getting coached harder from 96 to 97. I know he's competitive.
It'll be so interesting to see if there is success, like you mentioned, because I'm going back to everything you kind of talked about there, because we have a couple minutes left in the segment, of like how he will react if and how he operates with success. Because I think success changes you at times. But then also on the other side of it is, does another power four job that's larger than UCF, do they take another chance on him? And that's like, and then on the other side of it, does Scott Frost leave? And these are hypotheticals, but
I think he would take another job. If he's at UCF another 5 years, it'd have to be, you know, he's got family and stuff. It'd have to be, I think the decision would be maybe a little bit more thought out. I think he would. I don't think
like it's easy to sit here and say, oh no, I'm so happy at UCF, and all that can be true. But if another big time brand comes calling,
I think Nebraska job was uniquely different for him. And I'm not in this. I'm not from Nebraska. Mm-hmm. And it'd be only comparable if I was like, you know, Minnesota or something. But Minnesota never won championships.
Yeah.
And I didn't go. Or if I went to Nebraska and went back to Minnesota, and then I end up being a coach and all that. It's a lot of pressure. You got family history here. You know. Both of his parents were very successful here, very successful in the state of Nebraska, entrenched in Nebraska history. You know, his start to his Nebraska career on and off the field was not good. In and out of the locker room on the field was not good. You ever transferred schools? You know, when a new kid comes in, you just want to fit in.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't work out too well. So I think all that type of stuff, and then it manifests and boils over years. And then anytime that, you know, like you have press conferences or you want after games and stuff like that.
So, okay.
So people take their personal feelings and then judge him on how he's doing his professional thing.
Can I ask then, and if we can't answer this, that's fine. Why all the former players show up in the locker room or in the weight room?
Oh, I wasn't there.
And that, like, do you see where I'm coming from?
But look, man, I'll tell you like this. I remember having a conversation, I think, with
at some point, Jason, you also put personal feelings aside.
Jason and Doak. I mean, I'll tell you, look, you know, everybody was 21, 22 years old in college. Yeah. All right. He's been successful. So you can't say that he's not a good coach. He's been successful. Has any of us ever really talked to Scott? No, but we've watched him from afar and wanted him to win. And wanted them to win when they lost Ohio State in the championship and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, then you have a conversation, and then I remember saying, "It's like I'm hopeful because here's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping for that at that point everybody was young, you know, and you know you're married, you got kids, and you know you kind of realize like, okay, you know, this is a bigger thing, and it's a great opportunity. So I'm putting forth the effort. So that's why you're always going to support the program."
Yeah, that's. I mean, you put personal feelings aside and say we're gonna get behind one of our guys.
Yeah, and I think there's probably I don't think any of the personal feelings were more or less like how you were as a teammate. I don't think they were personal. Like, mm-hmm. There's probably a couple guys that got some stuff they probably you'd like to get off the chest. I wasn't one of them, but you know, you wish them the best.
There you go.
You wish him the best, Nick, but I'm going to tell you what's not the best, though.
What's up?
You remind me of the NFLPA and the NFL colluding against players not getting paid. That's something actually you would do at Pius the 10th.
This is what I'm talking about. Pius gets the bad reputation.
No, you do it.
Today?
Your representation of Pius. Is it Pius the X?
You know what it is.
It was Pius the 10th.
There you go.
Oh, Pius the 10th. So Pius X.
Yep. Go ahead.
You give them a bad rap because everybody has assumptions about Pius.
I doubt.
And then you get on the air and act how you are and all this.
How do I act? This is good. We have a minute and a half left.
Nicholas. We know.
I feel like this is a one-way street.
We know ever since. You went on your first journey outside of the confines of Nebraska.
Oh, my goodness.
You came back brand new. But, you know, right,
speaking of, you better buckle up.
What?
Because do you know where I go in 3 weeks?
Where now? Africa?
No,
that's not. You wouldn't do that. Costa Rica?
Canada. Golf trip.
Well, just come. Make sure you come. Do you know what a Canadian tuxedo is? Make sure you come back for the Canadian with a Canadian tuxedo. Okay.
Sounds good.
But, you know, as we said before we go, there's two big things happening in the NFL, right?
Yep.
Or there are headlines, right? Besides, everybody knows their days are counted. The NFL and the NFLPA colluded against guys getting money. Also, my man Elijah said he got offered a little bit of ownership in the Giants.
Is that right?
He said, no, it's a little too rich for my blood. Hey. What did the young kids say? Cap? I call cap.
Yeah. Guess what they brought up on the text line, Jay?
What?
Our little excursion to Colorado game. Do you remember the Residence Inn Hotel?
Oh, that's where it changed.
That's where it changed.
That's exactly where
it changed.
Thank you, text line, for reminding us when Nick became Nick Upgrade Sainer. With that being said, we're upgrading to a break. Jay Foreman, my man Nick Sainer, old school. We'll be right back.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.